You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When you hear that music, you know it's, well, first off, it's Friday. And yeah, here we are coming up on 9:06 of the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. No wonder Bob loves this song, huh? Ah, yes, but we all love Friday, and it is the 9 o'clock stretch, at which point usually Bob stretches, and I make fun of him because usually he pulls something. you got to have fun. You know, it's like I tell everybody, this beats a real job. It's mentally tiring. My voice is tired. We get up at all hours of the night to get here. But, you know, it's not like I'm working hard like some people do. I've got friends that, you know, our plumbers, electricians, roofing, landscaping, they work a whole lot harder than I do. That's for sure. It's just a different kind of hard work. A lot of things are going on, things that we want to cover. Of course, a lot of Iran and things going on there got covered in the top of the hour news. One thing that I've mentioned this morning and I've mentioned before is the contrast of the difference between the Trump administration, the members of this administration, versus the ones that were in the Biden administration. I mean, we don't have, in this one, we don't have men dressing up in tight, sparkly short skirts, wearing lipstick, wearing dresses, stealing handbags or fancy luggage at airports. We haven't had to put up with those kind of things, and that's kind of nice. They also have a sense of humor. And they're real people, despite whatever level of success that maybe they actually have achieved in life. And I think that's pretty cool. Probably the biggest rags-to-riches story is our vice president. My goodness, if you look at where he came from, I said earlier, they weren't dirt poor because they couldn't even afford dirt. I mean, that's how bad it was. And his life, his home life as a kid. But boy, what a self-made man. And then, you know, you become the vice president of the United States. I think that's pretty cool. He was actually at a presentation the other day, the graduation for our Air Force cadets, and he made a little comment about them.
Let me just say, it's real brave of the Secretary to take pot shots at the Marines while surrounded by this level of air support.
There you go. You got to love it. But one thing I thought was really cool in watching that, because to keep things kind of going faster, you had the cadets coming from both sides, coming at him, you know, get their thing, get the handshake, the whole bit, you know, a quick acknowledgement by the VP again, military guy himself, pretty cool. But there was at one point where just because the timing was a little off and it came a little awkward as he was trying to shake hands with one of the cadets and the cadet was trying to shake hands with him. So literally, and again, you can't imagine this in any other administration because, again, you probably didn't have a lot of military guys in the last few years who were the VP. The chest bump. I'm like, that is just awesome. That is classic. They all had a good laugh about it. It is still a very important thing. But, you know, it just shows the camaraderie among our administration, how much they love and respect our military at all levels. And I just thought that was pretty cool. Another guy that I really respect a lot, and I didn't really know that much about him before. He's over, you know, talking about Scott Bessent. I mean, he's been filling in for Caroline Leavitt since she's home with the baby. And I just think he's the Treasury Secretary, for those of you that don't know. But he just really comes off well. He's a great representative for the president. I mean, to fill in for the press secretary, that's a tough gig. I mean, Rubio did it one day and, you know, just kind of laughed at himself about it because you don't know the reporters. You don't know their agendas. You don't know what they're going to throw at you necessarily. You don't know who they are. You don't have all that memorized or that kind of thing. But Bessent has done just a really good job. And he was, after the president's staff meeting the other day with the whole cabinet, he was actually doing a presser. And I love the way, again, showing sense of humor, humility in a funny way. Here's what he had to say.
I will mention that 3 weeks ago, I got an honorary degree from the University of South Carolina. So if you really want to get a question, you can call me Dr. Bessent.
And again, a great response from the press. I mean, I think that when you see that comfort level, you know you've got your questions to ask. You're going to put them on the spot. That's fine. But one of the things that they were talking about has been more than a little controversial with us coming up on our 250th birthday of the country and everything going on with that. You've got some of the folks there pushing for a $250 bill with Trump's face on it. Needless to say, that's been a little controversial. And of course, they had to ask about it.
No living person can be on U.S. currency, and the currency must say, "In God we trust." So right now there is proposed legislation that in front of the House, in front of the Senate, to change the first requirement.
Now, where that came from goes all the way back to 1866, the part about a living person not being on our currency. Because basically what you had, they can't be on currency, bonds, or securities. That's according to the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. They make the money, okay? What happened is early on, our country's currency superintendent was implicated in a really bad scandal. And that didn't go over well. And so they're like, uh-oh. You know, we put somebody on the money and then they do something really stupid. Then that's embarrassing. You know, they're embarrassing our country. So they put that into play. But when you think about it, and again, I'm not blasting JFK because in retrospect, he couldn't even be a Democrat. They wouldn't allow him to be. By the way, he was born on this date in 1917. But, you know, if you talk about scandal, you know, he had plenty of those. Just back then, the media hid those things and kind of protected him. But if you're talking about that, yeah, you could have had scandal last Thursday, but you got assassinated and you're still going to be on the money. But, you know, that was different. It was the whole Camelot thing, and I understand. And so maybe that – I guess I say that to say you can't get rid of all possible negativities there. They happened anyway. But will that get pushed through? That's going to be a tough one, though. That is – now, yeah, will the House go for it? Yeah, probably so. We'll see. Senate? I don't know. Hakeem Jeffries, you know, he's always mouthing off. What a dork. He said he immediately derided the fact that the bill is even there. He says, a hard no on a Trump $250 bill. Get over yourself. The upcoming July 4th anniversary is not about a wannabe king. It's about celebrating the American journey. Okay, I totally get that. I understand his perspective as an anti-Trumper. But nobody understands that our 250th anniversary, our birthday, is more about the country than Donald Trump does. Again, some of the things that we're going to be doing in this year and celebrating were already underway. But then Donald Trump being red, white, and blue, love America kind of guy. I mean, obviously, he makes things bigger and better. He makes them a little flashier. I mean, again, we're talking about Donald Trump. And what has happened, though, is a lot of the artists that had signed up to be a part of it, I almost think there had to be an agenda. Because a lot of them that are dropping out are saying the exact same thing. Oh, when I signed up for this, I thought it was a nonpartisan, celebrate our country, everybody coming together, everybody involved kind of event. I didn't realize it was going to be a partisan political event. It's not. It is not. In fact, a bipartisan nonprofit organization was established just to make all of this happen. It's the American Birthday Bash. It's the Great American State Fair. But just because Trump is promoting it and pushing it, all of a sudden, the memo went out, and they're all whining and crying. And again, it's like they're saying the same thing. Morris Day of Morris Day and the Time. It's a no for me. Okay. Young MC. The artists were never told about any political involvement with the event. Okay, again, it's not a political event. The Commodores, they were scheduled to be there. Our music has always been our voice, and we choose not to publicly affiliate with any single party. We support the betterment of all Americans. Hello, so does Donald Trump. This is not a political event. Martina McBride, she's been a lib for a long time anyway. She's like, oh, we were told the event would be nonpartisan, turned out to be misleading. Again, are we hearing the same thing over and over? I asked a lot of questions, was assured it was a nonpartisan event that was meant to celebrate all 50 states. At what point has Donald Trump said the 250th birthday bash excludes any states? Really? Brett Michaels of Poison. Hey, it was presented to us as a celebration for our country, and it's evolved into something more divisive than what I agreed to be a part of. Again, what is he talking about? Who got to these people? Who made up something? Fortunately, there are some who have a brain and logic and want to celebrate our country. Vanell Ice, he is still in. That is good to see. Again, you got a nonpartisan 501c3 putting this together, but somehow all of these artists, who are obviously liberal in mind and have a little Trump derangement syndrome, don't think it's inclusive to everyone? Excuse me. If that wannabe king wanted it to be exclusive of you for being a liberal, he probably would have made sure you weren't invited. But guess what? You were. So what you're saying is proving that you don't understand what's going on, and you absolutely don't know what you're talking about, or you wouldn't have been on the list in the first place. It's pretty simple. But sometimes logic is lacking. Coming up on 917, it's the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more.
head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Oh, that attitude. If you disagree with me, you're wrong. It is coming up on 9:22. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in for Bob. He'll be back on Monday. I love Dana. I mentioned this a long, long time ago when I worked in St. Louis, which I did. I was in St. Louis radio most of my life. Dana worked there, actually. A guy that I had... here's the irony. A guy that trained me in radio in St. Louis at the station that I'd gone to work at in the early 80s. Radio is one of those businesses where you cross paths back and forth. It happens a lot, like a lot of businesses do. And we both kind of worked our way up in the market. And at one point, my friend Jeff, who had trained me at a radio job, I hired him later. But then after that, he was working at a news talk station. Dana was his midday gal at the radio station. And then she went on to work for, Glenn Beck in Dallas back in the day. And, of course, she's done very well for herself. But I used to run into her every once in a while at the range. She would shoot at the indoor range there that I was associated with as well. But she's always been just this spunky, say what she thinks, put it out there. And, like her or not, some people do, some people don't. We've all got our favorites. She's done okay, you know. And so... But I just love her candor. And I literally do. I LOL. I laugh out loud, even if I'm driving down the road listening to the station, and I hear her little recorded liners, her little promo liners from the show. And I just, she is so good. She is so sharp. And I mean that in both ways, like sharp as in smart and sharp as in she will cut you. And she says so. I think like a butcher is the phrase that she used. 9:23 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We are less than 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Be thinking about that so you can join me for that session. So we've been talking a lot about Iran. There are other things that are going on in the world. And I've said it even this morning. I said, just because something doesn't make the headlines, excuse me a second, drink of the coffee here. That's where Bob could point to me, and I would start talking, and he could take a drink of something. I don't have that option today. Thanks, Bob. But Iran, obviously, is taking the headlines. But there's a lot of things that are always going on. But because it's not necessarily making the news, we don't hear about it. One of those is things going on with our State Department and also Southcom. When it comes to our State Department, you know, one thing that you probably don't realize that is going on is that they are still keeping track of a lot of the gang activity that goes on around the world. Because here's the problem. They don't stay in their countries. They end up here. I mean, how many times have we done the stories about Trendy Aragua, living in apartment complexes out in Utah or whatever. There's stuff going on that they are trying to cut off at the root so that it does not come and grow here. And that is the case with our State Department and Brazil, two of their powerful organized criminal syndicates. One's called Red Command. One is First Capital Command. And we have proclaimed them to be global terrorists, specially designated global terrorists or foreign terrorist organizations. The reason they make that official is so that you then can use international law, our own laws, to make sure that you can put sanctions on them, you can freeze funds, you can block them from keeping their assets in the U.S., you can keep them from coming in, you can make it illegal, you can make it illegal for Americans to offer material support or financial support to them. So getting those designations is really important, and I'm glad to see that they're doing that. And again, this is what's going on in Brazil. And these organizations between the two of them are some bad people. And you've really got to jump early on, I think, and make sure that you can, try to cut them off early. Because these aren't just like your local gangs. I mean, they are very well organized. They cause all kinds of chaos in the country that they are in, but then they export that, and that's where we end up having to deal with it. So, you know, I'm glad to see that we are at least on that. I think that's a good thing. Again, it shows that our administration, our State Department, they are on it. They are being proactive. They're not waiting until it gets here to go, oh, we might have a problem. Or they don't take the approach of Biden, hey, the door is open, the red carpet is out, we don't know who you are, but come on in. And then we have to deal with it later. I mean, how many times do Bob and I talk about it and do the stories over and over and over of people who snuck in, we kick them out, they sneak in, we kick them out, sometimes three, four, five times, and then they are killing or, you know, injuring, robbing, you name it. You just go down the list of all the crimes they commit while they're here. We've kicked them out half a dozen times, and they keep coming back. You got to make a point. And so I'm glad that they're being a little proactive in this way, at least so that we don't have to think about them necessarily getting here. The other thing is Southcom. Blew up a couple more boats in the Pacific. You know, these narco terrorists, they are out there. And then the lefties. Man, you're always defending the wrong people. Always. Are you really that stupid? That's a legitimate question on my part. They're always defending the criminals, not the victims. We blow up these narco terrorists and like, oh, they're blowing up the poor fishermen. No, they're not. We know the difference between a fishing boat and the ones that they're running drugs on. They're nothing alike. And so anyway, I'm glad to see that we're doing it. We're on it. Operation Southern Spear is the name of it. Get the point? And glad to see that that is still in operation and that we're taking out the bad guys. Again, Donald Trump, America first. Protect Americans, protect our borders, protect our way of life. And the lefties just don't get it. It's all about their Trump derangement syndrome. Coming up on 928, it is a PGIF. And praise God, it's Friday. Greg Cassidy in for Bob Rose, 97.3 The Sky.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky. We're coming up on 9:36. Greg Cassidy in for Bob Rose. Yes, he will be back bright and early on Monday morning. Well, this month is really just kind of flying by. Of course, this week, too, having been off on Memorial Day and doing all those things that we should in honoring those who gave all, you know, just kind of make this week feel a little shorter for a lot of us. And here we are. The weekend is here. And then all of a sudden, bam, it's June. And we've been melting our faces off the last few days already. The little bits of rain, though, have helped a lot. And that, by the way, has affected a number of counties when it comes to burn bans. And we were talking about that earlier this week with one of our guests on the numbers of those. And the good thing is, it was Wilton Simpson, actually, our ag commissioner. He knows all about these things. He does not like when things burn down, needless to say. But, yeah, I believe Alachua County is wrapping theirs up, I believe, as of today, if I'm not mistaken. But again, it is a county-by-county thing because, obviously, you know, rainfall different, the drought conditions different. And at one point, I think we had like 40 fires going on, or, you know, at one point, well, 40 bans going on at one point. I think we're down to 20-something right now. So, again, check in with your local county folks. Look on their Facebook pages, their websites, and they'll fill you in there. A lot of other things going on, just things we haven't touched on today. One was kind of a sad story. And, you know, this is one of those, not trying to bring down the room, but it is important. You know, when we talk to Dan DeMarco from Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, obviously what they do is try to really help our veterans. You know, the number of suicides per day around the country, you would not believe those numbers. They're dealing with things. But you don't have to be military, law enforcement, first responders. They deal with things. Just in daily life, sometimes you just don't really know what's going on in people's lives. They've got a smile on the outside, and you think, oh, things are okay. And then one day you hear what they did. What? They took their own life. Why? Why didn't they talk to anybody? And we find ourselves sometimes in a very awkward and maybe even confused situation when those things happen. And I saw one, Stanley Cup. If you're a hockey fan, you may know this name. Claude Lemieux found dead. So sad in Lake Park, Palm Beach County, Florida. Here comes the story. Former NHL star celebrated for his toughness and hockey skills, died by suicide Thursday morning. Investigators say the family became concerned when he didn't come home. They went to check on him at his furniture store, and sadly, that's where his son found him. From the 80s to early 2000s, he played on multiple teams, honored in Montreal on Monday as the torchbearer for the Canadiens before their playoff game. And so it just goes to show things can happen very quickly. You don't know what's going on. They don't show signs of trouble. And that's why, you know, you should always kind of maybe try to, if you're going something through something, you know, talk to people, talk to a person, find someone that you know, that you trust. And it's not even that you want to tell them that maybe that's how you feel. But if you can get those feelings out early before it turns into something more serious, people do care. People do love you. They are concerned, you know, and there's no shame in, because we used to have this kind of in our country. If you were depressed, because no, especially men, I can handle it. I'm tough. I'm all those things. Depression, that word kind of carries a connotation that especially with men, they don't want to acknowledge. It's like, well, no, that can't be because I'm a man. I don't feel depressed. I'm too tough for that. I'm too manly for that. And that's just not reality. Here's a guy, tough guy, strong guy, jock, you know, playing hockey. These are tough guys. I've known a few over the years. They're like football players on skates, a lot of them. I mean, they really are. But you don't know what may have been going on. And when suddenly the family and friends are some of the ones who are sometimes shocked as much as anybody, it's a very sad story. So you know, there are ways that you can reach out. There are the phone hotlines all over, you know, for specific parts of your life. Maybe if you were military, law enforcement, there are organizations. And just in general, you know, just getting it out. Maybe you got a pastor. You got a good friend. You just need to talk. Oh, this woman. Talking about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Oh, yeah. I guess because she's on her way out, she just has to keep popping up in the headlines. She just, you know, oh, no, there's a camera. Look, there's a microphone. Come talk to me, please. Well, she was on Meet the Press Now, okay? And it's interesting. She's kind of on this promotional, a retro promotional tour, it almost feels like, talking about the Biden administration. And I'm thinking, we lived through the Biden administration. You don't need to tell us how it is, how it was, or your view of all the good things that Joe did for us, or the auto pen, as it turns out. She's saying hundreds of millions of Americans appreciate and thank Joe Biden for his lifetime of service to the country, for the fact that when he was president, we made sure we actually passed legislation to make their lives more affordable. Oh, you mean the Inflation Reduction Act, the bill that did everything except what the title said it was going to do. We did so much in terms of investing in infrastructure, boosting our economy, and people want to focus on the future. All right, just a couple of things. Gas prices. Yeah, they're high now. They're still not as high as they were with Biden. Okay, they're not. We do have this war going on. And the main thing, too, I guess, a lot of it is psychological, but also you've got the Strait of Hormuz. You don't have oil coming out. That affects things. It's all a speculative market. Every time the president or somebody says something, prices go up, prices go down. By the oil itself, by the barrel somehow drops, but somehow it doesn't drop in the speculative market of your local gas station sometimes. Maybe a little gouging going on. I definitely think that we got the message that voters were very, very concerned about the cost of living, about life being unaffordable. And they made it even more unaffordable. Their whole new Green Deal stuff, that made everything less affordable. When you tell an industry, like the oil and gas industry, guess what, guys? You need to figure out another kind of job. See, because we're going to go all electric in the next 5 or 6 years. And, you know, we're not really going to need you guys because we don't like oil. And I thought, okay, maybe you don't like gas-powered cars. You still need the oil industry. If you would seriously look around you and look at how many things, how many products are dependent upon some form of the oil industry, it'll blow your mind. But yet here you've got a president saying, we're going to shut you down. Well, that's not good. You had manufacturers around the world, especially you had the Europeans. I mean, some of the Germans are still all in. Jag sold like a few hundred cars in the last year because they bailed on their gas-powered cars, going all in on electric, and they didn't take into consideration maybe it's not what the whole world wants. And they don't. And so a lot of the manufacturers are finally, they've been pushing back thanks to the Trump administration. A lot of the guidelines that were being put in, the mandates of getting you out of a gas-powered car, getting you into electric something, whether you want it or not. Fortunately, that's probably going to really go a long way in saving Chrysler. They're bringing back their muscle cars, putting big engines in trucks so they can actually work with them. I mean, a lot of good is happening. But don't give us this hindsight, you know, kind of thing. Oh no, the Biden administration, we understood people had it hard and difficult, and we did everything we could to make it better. No, you drove up gas prices. You're telling people in cities like New York what kind of a stove they can use. Come on. I mean, talk about authoritarian. Every little detail of our life, you guys wanted to mess with it. just because. I don't know if you're just power hungry. You jumped on all these new Green Deal issues that affect so many things in our life. The auto manufacturers lost billions. Ford alone lost a couple of billion dollars on the whole electric vehicle initiative. So, no, your hindsight isn't 2020. It's a little foggy, I'm afraid. And fortunately, I'm hoping we don't have too much longer to be hearing from you. That's right. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. See ya. Hey. Wow, this morning's going by. We are at, we're coming up on 9:46, which means it's kind of time for a good thing. Yeah, because, you know, smiles, they're a good thing. We got all the headlines that aren't good. We got the people that we don't like that are in the headlines. But it's time to share something that's actually good. Whatever it happens to be in your personal life, your family life, your neighborhood, something that is going on in a positive way, hey, we want you to share. It's, you know, it's easy to complain and whine. Sometimes you got to put a little effort into making things that are good. Time for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Give us a call. Us nothing. I am us. Give me a call right now. 877-975-9825. That's 877-W-SKY-TALK. Things That Make You Smile. 97.3 The Sky. Well, there you go. That is your official invite to be a part of Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So you can give us a call, 877-975-9825. That's 877-W-SKY-TALK, if that makes it easier to remember. All right, let's say good morning to Jeff. What is making you smile today?
Hey, Greg. Thanks for the shout-out for the hardworking guys this morning.
You bet.
And congratulations on your gun show debut, and I honestly didn't know it was Friday until I heard the music and exploding rockets on the pad, baby. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, Jeff, you forgot to say God bless America. You got so excited there. Jeff always ends God bless America, and that's okay. That's actually kind of a fun little thing that reminded me. God bless America. I do call this a PGIF, a praise God it's Friday. I'd like to be a little more acknowledging. Something actually made me smile early this morning. I was leaving the house, I don't know, probably about 3:45, heading to the station. And what could have been a what's bugging you is I'm not big on door-to-door sales, because I know for me, sometimes, you know, I'm trying to chill, middle of the day, somebody's ringing the doorbell, the dog goes crazy. You know, it's just kind of a disruption of your day. No, I don't need solar panels, but thank you. I appreciate that. I would rather you just do what one company did. They're actually a landscaping. They do lawns, trimming, that kind of thing. I can't mention them because they're not a sponsor, and we have some that are. But I like the fact that instead of knocking on my door in the middle of the day and disturbing everybody, they put a door card. You know, the thing on your door handle, on your doorknob. I appreciated that. And it's really cool. It's a small family business. There's a picture. They even named their company after their last name and then boys. It's like, because it's a family. You got a whole bunch of kids there. You got the dad. You know, he's a veteran. You got the American flag on it. And literally at 3:45 in the morning, I grabbed this thing and I'm like, you know, I like seeing that. Somebody they're doing the hard work. They're raising their kids to do the hard work. You know, Florida heat's not fun. I don't like mowing my yard. I do it because I don't want to pay somebody else to do it. I get out there on my gravelly and I, you know, drive the greenies up the street with their little electric mowers. Absolutely crazy. And that makes me smile. But anyway, it was just kind of a neat thing to see a family business doing something. You know, with my wife being a business owner, I can relate to that. But, you know, I love the fact that the dad served. I love the fact that they put the American flag on their thing. And if I needed somebody to mow my lawn, they would be somebody I would consider. So I like seeing stuff like that. Sometimes doing it the old-fashioned way and raising your kids with a little hard work ethic, I think that's a pretty good thing. Let's look at you lined up. Let's see who we got. Good morning. Who is this and what is making you smile?
Greg, this is Kay.
Hey.
I tell you, what you just said really makes me smile. And I want to thank you for doing the Bob Rose Show so well. That makes me smile. You just caught us up on everything, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you, Kay. You know, we really appreciate you. And I'll tell you, and Bob says this a lot, and it's not hyperbole. It's not, you know, blowing smoke or kissing whatever. We really do appreciate you as listeners. I mean, we don't take that for granted at all. I mean, a lot of radio formats, you know, maybe they play music, and maybe it's satellite, or you listen to other things like that. There's no relationship between you and the people that are actually there. I mean, I talk about it all the time. We run into people at car shows and gun shows and the gun shop and all that kind of thing. In fact, that just reminded me, and I'm glad, Kay, that because now that made me think of something that I wanted to mention earlier this week, and it didn't get a chance. I was at the gym the other day, and I come out. And there was a couple that was there, and there just happened to be several cars of the same brand that I drive in the same section. And this couple were heading for their car, and I said, "Oh, you're parked in the BMW section." And they kind of laughed. And then it turned out they're in the BMW club. We just had not met yet. Last name is Eads, so it's kind of a shout out, even though we don't do shout outs. But it was so nice just having a little camaraderie. She recognized my voice. They listened to the show. And again, that is so cool, meeting you out in public. We love it. And again, we never take it for granted, and it does make us smile. Hey, we are at 9:55. Wow. But the show is not quite over yet. No, because we still have to get to the smoking gun. And it's next, brought to you by Harry Beckwith, Guns and Range in Micanopy. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Harry Beckwith, Guns and Range. I mean, who doesn't love spaceships and rockets and all that kind of thing? Who doesn't love, you know, going to Cape Canaveral, watching a big old rocket take off? That's exciting. All of us who grew up in the Apollo era and seeing all that all of our lives, been a whole lot of fun, but sometimes, well, things just don't go as planned. And unfortunately for Jeff Bezos and Blue Origin, that is what happened yesterday. Yep. You got the New Glenn rocket, bigger rocket, things, you know, a couple of hundred feet tall. Going to be doing some, putting satellites out in space. Unfortunately, when they went to test it, it blew up. That is sad, which makes this rocket our smoking gun, brought to you by Harry Beckwith, Guns and Range in Micanopy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.